from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. More than 400 pre-applications from potential marijuana growers and sellers have already been filed with the state of Missouri, months before licenses will be awarded. St. Louis Public Radio reports that potential businesses have already paid more than $3 million in application fees, even though the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services won't begin accepting formal applications for dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and manufacturing plants until August. Missouri voters approved a ballot measure in November allowing for marijuana to treat a wide variety of ailments. The state is still drafting rules and regulations for how the program will be operated. The state will distribute a minimum of 24 dispensary licenses to each of the 8 congressional districts. In some districts, potential applicants already far exceed that number. A Mid-Missouri museum honoring Winston Churchill will launch its 50th anniversary celebration tomorrow with an art exhibit featuring the work of roughly 4,000 students. Officials with America's National Churchill Museum on the campus of Westminster College in Fulton say the art was inspired by the words of Churchill's famous Iron Curtain speech. The longtime British Prime Minister delivered the speech at Westminster in 1946, the phrase Iron Curtain describing the separation between Eastern Europe that was under the Soviet Union rule. The artwork was painted by students from the Fulton area, along with Westminster faculty, staff, and students. The exhibit was titled The Special Relationships Project, a nod to the phrase also coined by Churchill in the 1946 speech to describe the alliance between Great Britain and the United States. The city of St. Louis has launched a program to allow people to purchase vacant homes for a dollar. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the city's land bank, the Land Reutilization Authority, has set aside 522 vacant houses for the new Dollar Homes pilot program. The buildings are single-family residential structures, less than 1,500 square feet, and located in neighborhoods that have seen significant divestment in recent years. Most structures aren't move-in ready, and applicants must prove they have the financial means to renovate the property. New homeowners have to live in the property for at least 3 years. The St. Louis Development Corporation spokesman John Parker says the city hopes the program will provide adequate housing and bring in revenue by putting vacant properties back on the tax record. Officials at a federal fish hatchery in southwest Missouri are hoping that a new water tank will provide better breeding environment for the endangered pallid sturgeon. The Joplin Globe reports that the Neosho National Fish Hatchery recently received circular tanks that mimic the current in a river. Workers believe the tanks could increase reproduction for pallid sturgeons. Bruce Hallman is an environmental education specialist at the hatchery, which is the oldest operating federal hatchery in the country. Hallman says the pallid sturgeon have been endangered for almost 30 years. He says the species' natural home is the Missouri River and parts of the Mississippi River. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the population of pallid sturgeon has declined because of river channelization, dams, and other changes that reduce its prey base and altered water temperatures. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.